Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started.
Last Tuesday, as votes were coming in, Roger Freeman, a first-term representative from Federal Way, a city between Seattle and Tacoma, Washington, had 53% of the vote, compared to 46.9% for his Republican challenger. It had looked like Freeman was headed for a re-election victory. This would have been great had Freeman still been alive. Roger Freeman died a week before election night after a battle with cancer. This is unprecedented, but if the deceased is elected, Democrats in the district will select 3 names for a temporary replacement, and the King Pierce County Councils will vote to appoint one of those candidates to the seat for 1 year. Britain's The Guardian reported in October that repairing the, quote, fashion holes in earlobes is one of the fastest growing cosmetic procedures in the UK, as millennial generation radicals tire of their half to three-quarter inch see-through lobes. Originally created by stretching the tissue, doctors charge up to $3,000 to remove the entire area around the hole and connect the healthy parts back so they can fuse together. When UK newspaper executive Rebecca Brooks was arrested in 2011 in the notorious News of the World phone hacking case, so was her husband Charles Brooks. As Rebecca was being arrested, Charles aroused suspicion by trying to hide his pornography collection in a parking garage. Brooks was taken into custody and was ultimately acquitted of doing any wrongdoing after convincing a jury that he is, quote, too stupid to have been part of such a complicated case. However, in October, when Charles petitioned under British acquittal rules to have his legal fees reimbursed, Judge John Saunders turned him down, citing Charles' admitted stupidity in causing prosecutors to suspect him in the first place. 93-year-old Ernest Angerly is the latest televangelist to see his empire challenged, following his July denial that he is homosexual and that he inappropriately touched some parishioners, as they have claimed. However, Angerly freely revealed an intense interest in vasectomies, that he had long encouraged his flock not to bring offspring into this troubled world. A once prominent insider said Angerly doesn't want people to have kids because it would take their time and money away from the church.
I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.